This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it.
When the sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be under Democrat control. Five little boys be wearing dresses, snorting ketamine on TV and dancing at gay bars. That's when you know the Democrats are taking over.
Paradise.
And we're so close to that right now because the average Texan's in a coma, riding around thinking they got everything going well. Stuart, you're bringing up the red flag laws. You know, those are the next big shoe to drop.
Right.
Beyond taking conservatives' bank accounts away, we've put up with a hell of a lot, and we have green-lighted everything that's happening to us right now.
Well, you got a red flag law bill coming right up here in Texas. And as Cal Bean was just telling me on the break, you've got Pancho Navarra in charge of your Homeland Security Committee, the Democrat, anti-gun Democrat, with the Trojan horse right there in the legislature in charge. He'll be the one that will put the bill up, and with his clout and authority of being the Homeland Security Chairman, he'll say this is necessary for the security of Texas.
But explain what a red flag law is.
What a red flag law is, it's really a gun confiscation law. Gunners of America is correct. It's all about individualized gun confiscation. I mean, picture the worst case scenario for gun owners is mass confiscation, right? Well, we'll rise up and fight back. This is the worst case scenario for an individual gun owner, that someone is smeared without you knowing it. They go to a judge in secret. You don't even know it's happening. In a secret ex parte hearing, they accuse you of being a danger to the community. They might trot out your social media history, for example, your bumper stickers or your political affiliations. You don't even know it's happening. You can't confront your accusers. You can't present witnesses on your behalf. You don't get a jury trial in front of some leftist judge. Then they decide they're going to come take your guns. The judge gives the order to the police. The police come to your door. And that's when you first know there's any problem at all, when the cops are knocking on your door. It's legalized swatting. You know, you call the police and say this guy's a threat. You get a SWAT team to raid his house. That's what it is.
So it's like the Baker Act, but on steroids. And instead of getting out in a couple of days for no reason, your guns are gone.
Exactly. And it already had a death in Maryland. A man was had an argument with his adult sister, who doesn't even live with him. And she called the cops to get revenge on him for the argument. They came to his door, and he made a false move, didn't do what they told him to do, they killed him.
Well, I remember, like, 3 years ago, it was Bloomberg headlines, gun confiscation begins in California. You go, wait, they're admitting their plan. They've gone from denying it now to admitting it, and it was like, oh, somebody thought this guy was mentally ill, we took the gun. But then you've got this guy at the Illinois plant, 20 years, couldn't own a gun, he got one, went and killed people. They didn't put it in the database. So, again, they don't even put real people like the guy a few years ago at the Texas church, had been in a military mental institution, adjudicated crazy, couldn't own a gun, had one,
right.
Still went and bought it, wasn't in the database. So the feds don't put it in the database when you've been adjudicated crazy. But now they're just going to randomly say, oh, well, if your neighbor thinks you're nuts, you would take your guns.
Exactly. And there's a federal bill coming through. Lindsey Graham's proposing it. And you've got, what's his name out of Florida? I'm drawing a blank now.
Deutsch.
No, the Cuban.
Rubio.
Rubio's co-sponsors. You got Republicans at the national level pushing these red flag bills as well.
Because it sounds good. Oh, we're going to get rid of the crazy people.
Right. Oh, yeah. No one who's a danger to the community should have a gun. And unfortunately, the Trump administration so far has supported them, and his new attorney general supports them. So people have got to wake up and realize this is coming. If Trump signs a red flag bill,
Trump has to know it will destroy him.
He'll be done. His goose will be cooked.
So what type of advice is he getting?
He'll arbor goose be cooked.
Well, he is, like, literally creeping around the edge of disaster.
He's getting horrible legal advice. As we pointed out the other day with Dr. Vieira, he's getting bad legal advice about his definition of emergency. He's getting horrible legal advice about red flag bills. And so we're working on both those fronts to try to put some good advice in his hands of what he should be doing.
Because like you said, we got Tom Papert taking over and doing a great job. Let's do a 60-second break and finish up. As you're a constitutional lawyer in your own right from Yale, and work for Ron Paul, looking at this, if he did it as commander-in-chief, he's open, he's clear, he's covered. But doing it through the 78 law allows him to play games. Let's discuss it all straight ahead. Then Tom Papert takes over. Then the war room with Owen Schroyer. I haven't heard from Roger Stone yet. He got gagged yesterday. We'll see what's happening there as well.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Called InfoWars, and in the decade since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape brought by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The big news is, it's exclusive, Jeffrey Smollett is being investigated for wire fraud with a fake letter they say he did. But the bigger news is the feds, and we'll see because it's a mixed bag of Democrats and Republicans, are investigating him for being directed by higher-ups to boost the whole show's value. Obviously, that's really the big takeaway. And the big city Chicago machine. Now, we're going to have Tom Papert at Real Get Trump, or Real GE Trump. He also heads up the Trump God Emperor website and of course manages the TV station that we're on. He's going to be taking over here in just a minute. But Stuart, you were finishing up with the whole red flag laws and national gun confiscation plan. The Democrats now incredibly have come out and said, oh, we'll have our own emergency and take your guns.
Yeah, and you got Republicans signing on to it. And like I said earlier, you also have people inside the Bush administration or the Trump administration giving him terrible legal advice.
Which are from the Trump, the former Bush administration.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so you got Barr, a rehashed Bush guy, the neocon coming in, who openly advocates for red flag bills. And back then, he, you know, magazine capacity bans, assault weapons bans. He's an anti-gunner, and yet he's a new attorney general. So Trump has him in his ear right now. And you've got Rubio, and you got Graham and other Republicans calling for a national red flag bill. A national red flag bill will be the mechanism for their control and chilling of your speech. People on the conservative right own guns. They will use that to do what China's doing now. If you don't get in line and don't say the right things and stay in your box and stay in line, they're going to take your guns away and will chill the speech of millions of gunners across the country. And it will be a ticking time bomb because every time you go to bed, you won't know if that's your night to have a SWAT team coming to your house. And they'll use it against you. The left will use it against
you.
So obviously,
they're going to, then as you said, SWAT everybody,
yep.
Dox everybody. So this is their new level of harassment. Don't just take your bank account. Don't just put up, you know, signs in your yard that you're a Nazi, the equivalent of burning, you know, crosses in your yard if you're black.
Yep.
No, the Democrats have the same old tactics. They're just moving on to new ways to implement them.
They're going to SWAT you. And I'll start with the veterans first. Any veteran who's gone to the VA about being depressed or having PTSD will be instantly on a list. They'll go down that list and say, this guy's danger to the community.
And the Democrats have their operatives everywhere. They'll leak those to their own people and move forward with it.
Absolutely. That's what's going to happen. So we have to stop a red flag bill. We have to let Trump know that if you touch this, it's the third rail. It's the real third rail. You touch this, you're done. He has to know
that. Think how incredibly restrained nationalist Christians, conservatives have been.
So far, right.
What about Smollett? Then we're going to turn this over to Papert. Smollett is the most disingenuous fake person I've ever seen. Everything he's done has blown up in their face, and still Don Lemon and others will not throw him overboard. Again, that just signals that the sources I have are right. This was all done at higher level direction.
Yeah, it wasn't because he was concerned about his salary. I believe he's a political operative of the Democratic Party, and this was all intended to further their agenda to demonize this country and smear the president and all his followers being racist. And he was trying to incite a race war. I agree with Mike Adams. I think that's what was the possible outcome. It was very dangerous. And so I'm glad to see the feds go after him on wire fraud, and I think they should use that as a mechanism to expand it. In fact, I think Trump should just appoint a special counsel of his own, like Mueller on the other side, and go and dig and find out exactly what his connections were and how high up they go.
Why would he be so dumb as to pay the guys to write the letter and pay him to go to the hardware store and then have the cops show up 40 minutes later with a noose around your neck, crying with symmetrical, barely cat scratches on your cheeks? I mean, this was just ridiculously fake. He thinks we're that dumb because we've been asleep. He takes our sleeping as our acumen.
And he also took for granted that the Chicago PD, he did not realize they were going to actually do their jobs, which they did. They did a pretty good job tracking down what really happened. I think that caught him by surprise and his string puller.
Did you see Lemon? I mean, I played this before, but Lemon saying it's not his fault. This was planned bad and executed bad. He says the whoever was handling this screwed up. It's not his fault. Lemon is on TV admitting he was ordered to do this.
Well, he's kind of a patsy, right? I mean, you kind of feel sorry for him. He's a lower level patsy as far as intelligence goes. He is. But who's really behind it?
Well, so why did they not give him a better job? Like, hey, here's a box of masks and use these guys. But again, it just shows how cheap the left always does things.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of hubris. I think he underestimated the Chicago PD. He thought they truly had them all locked up in their back pocket. There would be a show investigation, and to their credit, they actually did a real investigation.
But now it gets higher up. A slap on the wrist is disorderly conduct.
Well, I didn't like that when I first saw that. But I guess they've also tacked on a charge for a false police report as well. But they need to go beyond that. I think the mail fraud is the right way to go. As we talked about yesterday, there was a Chicago lawyer called in on the show when Owen was on and talked about how his concern is that the prosecutors, the rank-and-file prosecutors, like the rank-and-file cops, want to go after this guy. But he's concerned that they'll get an order from above, from their higher-ups, to leave him alone or be nice to him.
I don't see how Smollett did this without help. And I'm not involved in the investigation, but the word is they're looking at the people above them at Empire and obviously getting it greenlighted in Chicago, that I guess they just thought this would go over this way and no one would dare challenge it. I think the establishment's misgauging the atmosphere.
Well, it's also, like you said earlier, it's also part of their kind of their ethos. They're all on team demonization, you know, team project racism. So they all want to demonize this country. They're all following the same playbook. It's kind of like being a communist back in the 50s and 60s. They're all following, you know, the edicts of the Comintern, the national Comintern, international Comintern, but they all did it in their own particular way. So even if there's not a direct connection, he's still part of that overall plan.
And that's their strength, but it's also their weakness, because we can look at their blueprint and go, okay, this is what, and like, they literally follow like robots.
Yep. Yeah. It's the exact same thing. if you're a Trump supporter, you're white. You must be white. You can't be anything else. Or if you're not white, then you're a race traitor. But you're all racist. You're all fascist. You're all oppressed.
Which is to keep minorities from buying into the American dream. They're saying, no, you're not allowed to have this. You wanted to get here because fragments were still left, but you can't have it.
Yeah, which is failing. Which is why they want to bring in people they believe will be more amenable to their agenda and condition them to hate this country. But that might fail, too. We'll see.
All right. Great job. Thank you, Stuart Rhodes. Thank you. Tom Papper takes over. I didn't plug last hour. I'm barely plugging this hour. We're going to go bankrupt because of me. It's all my fault. I plug every segment. We make the money we need. I plug like once every 2 hours. The best protein bars, the best energy drinks, the best fish oil, the best colloidal silver, the best iodine, the best products, the best coffee. Just sign up for AutoShip. We'll send you to reorder like toothpaste and the iodine and the protein bars and get 10% off and know each month you're funding us. Thank you all for the support. InfoWarsStore.com is the blanket site. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsite. Again, some of these promos don't have any reviews yet because they just came out, but all the others have 5-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. Tom Papper takes over.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show's fourth hour. I am Tom Papert, guest hosting for Alex Jones. Big thank you to Alex and the InfoWars team for giving me this opportunity, giving me the platform. I want to keep going where Alex left off, talking about Jussie Smollett and talking about some of this big tech fascism that we've got going on, because I think they really go hand in hand. I mean, Alex revealed today on the show that he has sources indicating that top Republicans, top Department of Justice officials, top FBI officials are investigating Smollett. We already knew that the FBI and U.S. Postal Service are investigating Smollett because of alleged mail fraud. He sent the phony, hate-filled letter that had MAGA at the return address to himself, allegedly. But I think that the reason Smollett thought he was going to get away with this is because Democrats in general are operating under a different paradigm. They think it's still 1995, and they control the narrative, and nobody's going to ask questions. And, of course, the Chicago Police Department did a fantastic job getting to the bottom of this as quickly as they did. But I do wonder, if it wasn't for the Internet, if it wasn't for people like Alex Jones and InfoWars and all of the InfoWarriors out there hammering, saying, this doesn't seem right. This seems fake. This seems like it's not the whole story. Would the Chicago police have been so willing to pursue it with such vigor? I'm not so sure. So I think that Smollett and his handlers, if he has any, I think that they were hoping desperately that Americans were still asleep, that Americans were still stupid. And that's just not true. But the thing is, they want us to be. And that's why they're going after us online. That's why they're going after our bank accounts, our PayPal account. We just had one of our writers at BigLeaguePolitics.com, Luke Rolfing, was banned from PayPal. This guy uses PayPal to buy books. He uses PayPal to pay his family back. He uses PayPal for just mundane things. But now he's gone. There's no explanation as to why. And it just, it lines up so well with what's happening with Chase Bank, terminating anybody who even slightly likes Trump or even slightly likes the Proud Boys. You're no longer allowed to be at Chase Bank. It goes right hand in hand with Facebook. Luke is no longer allowed on Facebook. He's no longer allowed on Google. It's a miracle he's still allowed on Twitter. And you see, if they get rid of everybody out there who is going to raise up their hand and say something about this Smollett thing doesn't add up, if they can get rid of everybody willing to question authority, willing to question the mainstream media narrative, then they just might be successful in pulling off the next hate hoax. Because if this hate hoax had been successful, it is the perfect story for Democrats. Oh, all Trump supporters are hate-filled, evil people with demons in their hearts, and they just go around lynching people at 2 in the morning, and they're homophobic, and they're racist, and they hate TV, apparently. Everything bad would have been confirmed. And that's why they hopped on it so quickly. That's why we saw Kamala Harris say that it's a modern-day lynching. And we saw Cory Booker, who allegedly is implicated now, we saw Cory Booker going out and saying we need anti-lynching laws in this country. I thought murder was already illegal, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Apparently not for Democrats. But they would have been successful if not for the, not mainstream media, the alternative media, patriots all across the country and the world raising their hand and saying that this doesn't look right. So it'll be exciting to see if we can force the envelope on this, make them go a little bit further, make them admit that, yes, this was a massive hoax. And, of course, Jesse, does anybody know if we're saying his name right, by the way? Is it supposed to be Juicy Smollett? I don't know. You look at the rest of his brothers and sisters' names, and they all have very fascinating names, to say the least. But Jesse Smollett has now been written off the rest of this season of Empire. So it's nice to see that he has some consequences. We all remember, just it seems like a few months ago now, but I guess it was longer, when Roseanne Barr lost her own TV show that was named after her. Because of a supposedly racist tweet she sent while under medication. But Smollett, yesterday it was reported he was back on the Empire set, and now reports today indicate that yes, that's true. He went back on set, and he had been crying, and he was groveling and saying, "You guys have to believe me, I swear to God, I didn't do this." I guess he and his maker are going to have a long discussion when he gets to the pearly gates. I don't know about that claim. But he looked like he was going to get off scot-free. And again, we had a brilliant example of the alternative media coming together. I saw articles on InfoWars, Gateway Pundit. Obviously, we wrote one at BigLeaguePolitics.com saying, wait a minute, you're going to fire this cultural icon, Roseanne, for a tweet. But Smollett, who, if this is proven true, did one of the biggest hate hoaxes in modern history. He smeared 60 million Americans, Trump supporters, as vile, horrific, demonic people. And not only that, the people of Chicago are rather annoyed, and rightfully so. Chicago is a liberal sanctuary. It is a utopia for them. Chicago is everything the Democrats want. You have gun control. You have Democrats in office for 60 or more years. Obviously, the violent crime rate is through the roof. You know, they call it Chirac because it actually mirrors the crime rates of Chirac. But they consider themselves to be enlightened liberals there. And so for Smollett to go in and say that, well, this was all just MAGA evil men in Chicago at 2 a.m., it really kind of slandered the entire town. So it's nice to see him get a little bit of consequences. Let's read from this a little bit. This was at BigLeaguePolitics.com earlier today. Hate crime hoaxer Jesse Smollett will not appear in the last two episodes of Empire this season. And it's important to point out, Smollett's bail was $100,000. That's what he gets paid for one episode of Empire. So a lot of people are sitting there saying, is the judge drunk? How on earth does he think that $100,000 bail is anything to a essential Hollywood actor? Just because he's in Chicago, he's still a Hollywood actor. I mean, he was arrested in 2007 and pled no contest for driving with a DUI, lying to the police, and driving with a suspended license while in Los Angeles, trying to further his acting career. So again, it's nice to see him get some consequences. I honestly thought he was going to get by scot-free, because that seems to be the pattern with Democrats. You look at Hillary Clinton, you look at all these other names, you look at Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who hired the two complete hacker losers. All of these people get by without any type of consequences, but Smollett, it looks like he is not going to be in the rest of the season, and they're debating whether or not they even want to have him back on the show at all. Which, again, I don't know who watches Empire. I'm guessing that's a Democrat-friendly audience in the first place, because I had never heard of it before Smollett came about. But just look at what happened to Roseanne. If they don't make the right decision, if they don't can this guy, you're going to get the Roseanne treatment. It went from getting the best ratings, some of the best TV ratings for a sitcom in modern history, to being, now it's the Conners. You know, they murdered Roseanne. They had her overdose on prescription painkillers. And now it's the Conners, and it gets maybe half of the audience, if they're lucky. If they're lucky, they can get half the audience. So before we go to break, we're running out of time at this segment. I want to remind everybody, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go buy the products. They are a wonderful, wonderful help. If you just look at me, you know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, when I was down in Austin sitting next to Alex Jones, I was about 70 pounds heavier. And a lot of it, I really credit Alpha Power, and I credit Super Male Vitality, even though that's surely about to run dry by now. I think that it made the big difference. I think it gave me the energy I need to get up here after working all day to go back and do another show on God Emperor Trump on Facebook here in a few hours. So please, please, please buy the products. We in this world need your support, because we're being squeezed out of banks. We're being squeezed out of payment processors. We're being squeezed off the face of the earth. Anything they can do to drive us down, they're going to do it. And it is so important that we're here, because the next Smollett might just get by with the hate hoax if we're not. You're watching the Alex Jones Show's fourth hour. I'm Tom Papper. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with more news of the day. Thank you so much for watching.
InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You are back on the Alex Jones Show's fourth hour. I am Tom Pappard, guest hosting for Alex. Big thanks again to everybody at InfoWars for giving me this platform to talk today. Now, we were talking in the last segment about how tech fascism is trying to squeeze out all alternative voices, all independent voices, only mainstream people allowed. And that does include the likes of Daily Wire and others who are pushed forward, Glenn Beck, who are pushed forward as the token conservatives. But I want to talk about these ideologically motivated companies. Chase Bank, you know, their logo looks like it's a Nazi swastika. I don't know why they're allowed to do that. You know, you post a swastika on Facebook, even if you're saying, yay, we beat the Nazis, you get banned for 30 days. But Chase Bank can apparently have a swastika in their logo, and it's no big deal. But, you know, we've also been talking about PayPal, and of course Chase has been a big topic on the show, but PayPal today is just, they're really rubbing me the wrong way for what they're doing. You know, it used to be owned by Peter Thiel, a generally intelligent, erudite, he left the Trump administration about a year and a half ago, but, you know, generally a pretty good person from all accounts. And now they're banning reporters who expose them allowing fundraising for illegal immigration caravans. This is up at BigLeaguePolitics.com. PayPal banned Big League Politics reporter Luke Rolfing from its platform mere months after he exposed the online payment processor's funding of an illegal immigration group that provided services to those that encourage illegal immigration. And essentially what Luke found out was that PayPal, which, you know, Laura Loomer can't use it because she's a Nazi. She's a Jewish Nazi. That's a new thing now, if you didn't know. You know, the Proud Boys can't use it because they're a hate group. They're a fraternal society of men. That is now hate. Men is hate. But if you are Pueblos Sin Fronteras, people without borders, then you can use it to fund migrant caravans coming into the United States. That is what PayPal is being used for. Big League Politics first discovered this in May of last year when some of the first caravans were making their arduous march in, I say arduous, you know, they all had trucks, they all had vans, they seemed to have air conditioning, nobody died, they were all wearing the bare minimum of clothing. It was a little bit confusing, those caravans. But we've now seen maybe why they had some of that stuff, and it's because PayPal was allowing them to collect funds using their platform. We reached out to PayPal. We never heard a response. In fact, it was Luke who did the original article. Luke then did a follow-up article just 4 months ago saying, yep, PayPal's still at it. And the very first communication he had from PayPal was simply telling him that his account was gone, that he could no longer use it. And in their explanation of why Luke lost his account, they said it was because of the activities he did. The activities that he did using the account, you know, like paying for dinner, you know, like buying books. That is apparently bad activities when it comes to Amazon now. He actually got one of their people in their chat support system to respond to him. And he said, well, what made you decide to do this? Did the SPLC go yell at you and say that you need to ban me because I'm a reporter? And this is how she responded. For more details regarding the why, in all caps, of this action that PayPal took regarding your account, you may submit a subpoena to our corporate office. She's literally saying, if you want to know why you're not allowed to do business with what is essentially an online bank, if you want to know why that is, you're going to have to sue us. And so Luke has friends. Luke has been a journalist for a few years now, so he's made some connections. And he said, fine, we'll see you in court. I'll tell my lawyer to do exactly that. So it will be interesting to see how this goes. But I find it, again, fascinating that the only way we get a response is when they shut us down. When we ask them, how come you're endorsing illegal immigration? How come you are letting people contribute to lawlessness? How come you are defying President Trump? How come you are defying the law? Crickets. Only when they ban us do we actually have a back and forth conversation with PayPal. And, you know, as somebody who has an online website, and I know Alex Jones has been through this with InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, it is a bit terrifying to think of PayPal going away. And you look at 1776.shop where you can get the Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong shirt. You look at InfoWarsStore.com and you can see that more payment processors are coming out. And I'm hoping, you know, this may be a little bit naive of me because look what they did with Gab. They started going after their domain registrar and they started going after their hosting provider and they go after this and they go after that and they can get them out of the app store just like they did with the Alex Jones InfoWars official app. You're just not allowed to be part of their system. But there are payment processors coming out that are now patriot-friendly, and that does give me a little bit of peace of mind. But this is why it's so important to go to the stores. To, if you like me, go support me. If you like Alex, go support Alex, because they are squeezing us out. People have been seeing PayPal as the go-to safe way to pay for over a decade now, I imagine. And now suddenly it's being removed from websites. It's being, people are told they can no longer collect donations using PayPal. It's a bit scary. It's a bit scary for those of us who are kind of small businesses doing this. But of course, it's not just PayPal. Chase Bank, you all saw Martina Marcota on the show earlier today with Alex, I'm sure, but she joined Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio being banned off the platform. And of course, Enrique has, he's also the individual who runs 1776 shop, so he does not need PayPal. Let it be known. But this is absolute financial fascism from a company that has a swastika as its logo, a lot of people say. I don't know. It looks kind of like one to me. Let's just read a little bit from our article that we have up here at BigLeaguePolitics.com. Conservative commentator and former burlesque dancer Martina Marcota has joined an elite list of Trump supporters who have had their Chase bank accounts shut down in recent weeks. This includes Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio and Trump-supporting Army veteran, former InfoWars veteran, I might add as well, Joe Biggs, who had their Chase bank accounts shut down in recent weeks. You know, I know that it's a little bit of a cliche at this point to say, you know, Democrats are the real Nazis, but it's absolutely 200% true. What do you think was going on in 1939? They made it impossible for everybody that they didn't like, from Jews to gypsies to gays. They made it impossible for them to engage in commerce. They made it impossible for them to rent. That's why they had to live in ghettos. This is the totalitarian fascist playbook, and we're seeing it a little bit different this time. You know, the one good thing about the Nazis is you kill Hitler and they're gone. You invade and they're gone. And of course, I would never recommend violence in a million years. I don't think that that is how we get out of this, because this is different. This is Kafkaesque, because it's not the government that's putting its boot down on our neck. It's these bigger than government corporations. It's these bigger than government banks that have half the government paid off. They get to do whatever they want with no repercussions. And it's really, you know, you go and you try to appeal something. If it's the government, you know what channels to go through. Even a totalitarian government, you know what channels to go through. To get your PayPal account, to get a little bit of a, hey, what happened here, an explanation, you have to sue them. They openly invite you to sue them. I'm sure it's the same with Chase Bank. If you want to get some answers as to why your Chase Bank account is no longer allowed to exist, the only option is quite literally a lawsuit. And the average person doesn't have the money for this. You know, on the internet, a lot of people like to say, well, then sue him. Get a lawyer and sue him. You're talking tens or possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars to get any type of response from this stuff. It is, frankly, a bit fascinating. You can see right there on screen, Alex Jones is part of this, and he is suing PayPal. And I can only imagine the legal costs associated with all this. And again, I hate to plug so much for Alex, but he says he doesn't do it, so maybe the guest hosts have to do it for him. That is why we need your support, because we're not allowed to make money. The only way we can make money is if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, or if you go to my website, or if you go to, if you like Gavin McGinnis, if you like the Proud Boys, go to 1776.shop, even though, of course, Gavin is no longer affiliated with the Proud Boys. Very important distinction there. So this is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Alex today. Thanks again to everybody for giving me this opportunity. Thank you to watching, for watching, I should say. We will be back with one or two more segments right here on the Alex Jones Show. But again, please visit the websites. Share the links. Do everything you can to support this machine, because without it, who knows? Maybe Jussie Smollett would be working. Maybe Jussie Smollett wouldn't be facing charges. I don't want to live in that world. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I could
can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, guest hosting today. Facebook's God Emperor Trump. Now, we were talking in the last couple segments. We've been talking about empire. It's still the topic of the day. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you guys a little bit about what happens when you give the leftists some cognitive dissonance, when you break through their mental conditioning and let them see a glimpse of the truth. Apparently, it is complete chaos on the set of empire. Or at least it was yesterday before they finally decided to suspend Smollett. This is from Breitbart. Nolte, Empire cast feel betrayed. Want Jussie Smollett fired. We've been told many of the Empire actors are bleeping furious. and feel Fox honchos if they don't fire Jesse. He should quit on his own because he doesn't deserve a spot on the show. Now, there are still people who are somehow still defending this guy, which is a little bit beyond me, and that is the absolute state of leftist conditioning. They refuse to believe the truth even when it's right in front of them. I mean, obviously the case is still proceeding. By some miracle, Jesse could be innocent. Who the hell knows? I don't see that happening in this timeline, but let's read just a little bit more here. The feelings from animosity stem from the fact that everyone on set had Jesse's back after the attack, in quotes. But in light of the new evidence police have laid out, many of them feel hurt and embarrassed. TMZ adds that almost everyone is worried about how Smollett's hate crime hoax will hurt the reputation of the show, and how it could continue to do so if he remains part of the cast. Now, it is interesting to see the one thing that leftists have is a healthy interest in self-preservation. Many of them probably couldn't care less about the 60 million Americans who were smeared as racist, homophobic losers by Smollett. Many of them probably couldn't care less that Smollett essentially said that Chicago has this horrible racist problem. You know, the one thing Chicago doesn't have, gun violence, yes. Corruption, yes. But I really don't think they have a horrible, horrible racist problem in Chirac. But these actors are more interested in their own self-preservation, their career, their future. How's it going to impact me? What's going to happen to me because of Smollett's lies? Alleged lies, I suppose I should say. Smollett has already been cut, of course, from the last two remaining episodes of the season. That's $100,000 per episode. One must wonder if Smollett was counting on that money to pay his bail or not. Of course, $100,000 bail you got out on a bond, which is 10% of the episode. $10,000. What Smollett makes in a couple hours of working is what his current price of freedom is. I do wonder what that judge is thinking there. Maybe they don't realize how much Hollywood actors are paid. I don't know. And by the way, what an inflated number. Just coming from a TV background, KCTU TV5 is here in Wichita, Kansas. InfoWars affiliate, very proud to have a great signal down here. But what an inflated number. You know, if it wasn't for the dying media being propped up in so many different ways, there is no way they could afford to pay these actors this insane amount of money. But and again, I think that perhaps Sheriff Clark is dead on the target when he says that this couldn't have been about money. Because Smollett is, at this point, making $1.8 million per season. And the story that we're told by police is that he's not happy with that. He needs more money. That's not enough for him. He needs a little bit more. And so he does this hate hoax, allegedly. And I just find that hard to believe, personally. How much money do you need? Maybe what he's doing is he's doing one of these leftist things of looking at one of his better respected, more popular co-stars, and he's saying, why isn't that me? Why aren't I making that money? I would believe if that's the case. Jesse does seem the type. But let's keep reading. According to a Thursday report, after being arrested and formally charged with a felony for filing a false report that afternoon, Smollett, who was out on bail, returned to the Empire set where he apologized for all the trouble and pleaded with everyone to believe he did not fabricate the hoax. He said this, I'm sorry, I put you all through this and not answered my calls. I wanted to say I'm sorry, and you know me, I would never do this to you, your family. I swear to God, I did not do this. You know, the way those brothers rolled on him, I don't know, maybe Smollett is not a Christian, but that is not the time to swear to God when you have two witnesses, brothers, who, what is he accusing them of? That these two men of Nigerian descent, that they just blatantly lied to the police? Why would they do that? Why would the brothers do that? And Smollett is basically saying, you know, it's the brothers who put forward the narrative that they were paid $3,500 by Smollett to do this crime, and that they would be paid another $500 after their impromptu vacation to Nigeria and Istanbul and elsewhere. And it is the phone records between Smollett and the brothers that the police are using to help connect the dots. It is the prior text messages exchange where Smollett allegedly bought Molly or ecstasy from the brothers. They were his drug dealers, allegedly. So what is Smollett saying here? That these guys are lying? That the phone records are just a coincidence? That the fact that they were extras on set and had a personal relationship with Smollett, it's all just a coincidence? And the fact that people on the Empire set believe this is truly astounding. By the way, Smollett, because he was being overwhelmed with phone calls from people asking him about this, he had actually turned off his number and got a new phone number. He was that busy trying to dodge people. And I do wonder, this is my own personal theory that's not grounded in anything, but did he think that if he got a new number, then police wouldn't be able to find some of the old data? I don't know. But it is absolutely beautiful. The tension within Fox about how to handle Smollett, the article continues, is highlighted by the fact that the actor is well-liked among the network and studio brass. Well, maybe they should have paid him more. That's apparently the reason for all of this. So in the last segment, we've got a few minutes left here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. In the last segment, we talked about big tech fascism squeezing out the little man. And it's not just big tech. This is the left's culture. This is what they do. They want us gone. They want us removed from not just public discourse, but if they could get their way, the face of the earth. And it's not just in America. In the United Kingdom, a student was kicked out of a university after branding halal meat, the type of meat that Muslims have to eat, as barbaric and inhumane. And if you don't know how halal meat is processed, is that the right word? Prepared, maybe? They butcher an animal while it is alive, not stunned, no type of sedation, no type of anything. They slit its throat and let the blood drain onto the ground. If PETA had any guts whatsoever, they wouldn't be releasing god-awful videos trying to convince Americans not to drink milk. They would be putting their entire budget into stopping halal slaughter. But no, that would be racist. That would be anti-diversity. So this kid has now been kicked out of university. He's 19 years old. He's a member of the UKIP party. He's now been kicked out of university until next September when the next academic cycle starts. And the only way he can get back in September is if he goes to a diversity training class. This is the future of America, I think. This is where we're headed if we're not very, very careful and if we don't really start to push back in every nonviolent way we can. And further in the future, say another 6 months to a year beyond that, is what's happening in China. They have officially unrolled the new social credit scoring system in China, and Gateway Pundit posits, is America next? Now, they also add, America already has a social credit score. Just ask Laura Loomer, whose unofficial social credit score led Chase Bank to cut ties with her, PayPal to cut ties with her, Facebook to cut ties with her, Twitter to cut ties with her. The only place you can still find Laura Loomer is on Instagram, which seems to be the forgotten one. I shouldn't probably say this, because then they'll go find it and get him. I'm not even going to say it. But there are people who are banned from other platforms still on Instagram. We'll leave it there. And the Chinese, because it's so hard to get people to parrot their fake news talking points and that are actual human breathing newsmen, they are actually creating NPCs, non-playable characters, to read their news. This is a bit of a comical article. We got to go fast. We're running out of time here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. But hundreds of journalists reacted with indignation when well-wishers urged them to learn to code in response to a round of firings. Well, the Chinese have beat them to it. Not only do their journalists know how to code, their journalists have coded an AI journalist that will read the news for them. It's a fascinating development, and I do think, you know, hey, you can program a program to lie. You can code this fake guy to lie. That's not difficult at all. That's an easy thing to do. If we had more time, we might play that video, but we are running out of time here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to say thanks to Alex and thanks to the InfoWars team once again for giving me the ability, the opportunity to guest host here on the fourth hour. My name is Tom Papert. You can find me on Facebook, on the Facebook page, Got Emperor Trump, on Twitter, at RealGETrump. And if you're in a big city, check the airwaves out. You might just get InfoWars on TV. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for watching. War Room up next with
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. We have